Well, up next, research underway in the U of I Department of Animal Sciences has developed methods for allowing the same field of corn to be used for the production of livestock feed and for ethanol. The process is important because of the growing demand for corn by the ethanol industry. It's a development that could reduce the amount of corn available for the livestock industry, which relies heavily upon the crop, says U of I researcher Larry Berger. His work is partially funded by ADM and looks at maximizing the food and fuel production per acre of corn.
Basically, what we're working on is trying to optimize the food and fuel or alcohol production per acre of corn. And so it's a attempt to answer the question, can we have our food production but also our fuel production at the same time from the same acre of corn?
A field of corn, he says, does not have to be exclusively all for ethanol or all for livestock. Berger has been treating the stalk of the corn plant to increase its digestibility. Now, if you combine the treated corn stalk with distiller's dried grain, that's the byproduct of the ethanol production, he says it creates a quality diet for livestock.
That's right. So what we're looking at is using the grain for the alcohol production and using the fibrous portion, the cob, the husk, the stalk, for beef and dairy production. And so we're looking at ways of improving the digestibility of the fibrous fraction, then combining it with the distiller's grains that remains after the alcohol fermentation so that we can actually get both the alcohol and food from the same acre.
The new feed product is being used in trials with beef and dairy cattle. The distiller's grain corn stalk mix will not, says Berger, achieve the performance of corn as a simple replacement. The goal of the research is to attain an 80% replacement level. Because the two products are cheaper than corn, the replacement mix would be economically viable.
We are in the process of harvesting the corn stalk and husk and cob and treating that so that we enhance the fiber digestibility. Most farmers realize that for every pound of corn they raise, they get a pound of corn stalks. But usually we leave them out in the field. If we can harvest the energy that's stored in that fiber, we can actually get similar amounts of beef or milk production per acre as if we just fed the grain itself.
If Larry Berger is correct, in the future it will be possible to optimize fuel and food production from a single acre of corn, using the kernel to produce ethanol and the rest of the plant as a feed for ruminant livestock. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.